We're joined at our broadcast location by Venom. What? He's Thomas Silkitis.
Close
Thomas
no Silkitis, right.
And he's with Venom Steel. And you've brought something that's rip-resistant. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I brought you our new Venom Steel rip-resistant nitrile gloves.
Nitrile gloves.
They're disposable hand protection for basically all around the house needs.
How does nitrile compare or differ from latex?
Yeah, so latex gloves is what everyone kind of commonly knows as a disposable glove. Nitrile is the new improved version. It's not made out of a natural rubber like latex. It's all synthetic. So if you have allergies, these gloves are good to go.
So if I have a latex allergy, I'm good to go.
You're good to go.
My wife uses latex gloves. She's a hairstylist. So when she's coloring someone, I think she uses latex.
Totally possible, yeah.
Would nitrile be an appropriate fit for someone in the beauty business?
Definitely, yeah. Nitrile in general has better chemical and resistance than latex. For most chemicals. So.
I hate torn gloves.
Yeah, everyone hates torn gloves. That's the reason people don't use them.
Right.
Well, I like these gloves because at night when I'm cracking safes.
Yeah. You know where I would use these gloves? When I'm using expanding foam sealant. I'm going to tell you, you tear a glove, you get that expanding foam sealant on your hands, you never get it off.
Definitely.
You know what he did the other day? He took a latex glove.
Yeah, and I made a balloon
and filled it with the expanding foam sealant.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do with the glove.
Who's using these gloves?
These gloves are used all over. So auto mechanics, they're used by DIY people, carpenters,
auto mechanics,
plumbing, basically.
A cook.
Cook. You know what? I use these. I got to tell you, I use these when I'm doing gas line because your hands just get filthy from the cutting oil and stuff.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Manufacturer suggested retail for a box of these Venom Steel rip-resistant industrial gloves.
Is it 50 pair?
It's 50 gloves, so 25
gloves,
pair.
25 pair.
Yeah, so the box of 50 goes for about $10, and we have a 100-count box that's $19.
Oh, God. I'll take a pallet.
Well, I'll sell you a pallet.
I'll bet you will.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that these gloves have two layers of nitrile, so a lot of the competition is just one layer. Our gloves have a black on the outside and a white layer on the inside, so if the glove breaks or is compromised, you'll actually be able to see that the white layer is showing through, so it's basically a damage indicator and makes the glove stronger.
And all we can say is there's no mistrial with nitrile, and you can learn more by going to their website. It is
www.venomsteel.com. Or check out our Facebook, really entertaining Facebook page.
Wonderful. And he is Thomas Silkitis.
You got it.
Did I say that right?
You got it
right. Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us from
my
National Hardware Show.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.